Support for this podcast comes from Goldman Sachs. What do Goldman Sachs experts and leading thinkers have to say about trends shaping markets, industries, and the global economy? Stay informed with the latest insights from Goldman Sachs on the economic and market implications of COVID-19, available on our podcasts at gs.com/COVID-19 or any of your favorite podcast platforms.
I don't want to share someone else's thoughts. I want to create my own original thoughts. I want to create my own original solutions. I want to look at situations and come up with my own phrasing, my own words, and do it my way.
This is the John Taffer Podcast.
Shut it down!
All right. It's John Taffer. Thank you for listening to the John Taffer Podcast. This is a pretty freaking exciting podcast. But before I get going, if you'd like to be on my podcast, please give us a call at 916-842-5180. You can give us a call anytime, 24/7. 916-842-5180. If you want to make any comments on today or any podcast, or if you're interested in being on the podcast as a guest, send me an email to podcast@johntaffer.com. That's podcast@johntaffer.com. Well, you know, I've been very concerned about my industry for these past several months. I have dear friends who have lost their businesses, Corey. I mean, their life savings down the drain, buddy. I mean, it's been devastating. And you see what's going on here in our city in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Restaurants are going out of business like crazy. We're probably losing a few hundred a day across the country. I mean, some astronomical number like that. When I look at a restaurant or a bar that's closed, that's not reopening, I don't see a restaurant or bar. I see an owner. I see a family. I see debt. I see a dreams lost. I mean, I see complete destruction of family and dreams and everything that was so important. And I look back at the person and I envision when they opened it. How f***ing excited they were, Corey.
Yeah.
You know, and they took pictures and they were starting their business and they put their life savings into it and it was getting to go and it was moving and it was making money finally after months and they're starting to dig out of their debt and then whammo, COVID. And I've watched this happen to thousands across the country and you've all heard me talk about it since March with the predictions and the forecasts and guests and well, I've been so concerned with this election because I'm not quite sure I know the policies for my industry on both sides. I'm not sure I really understand the intentions of the Trump administration as it relates to the hospitality industry. And I certainly don't understand what the policies or intentions are from the Biden camp with regard to hospitality, and it frustrates the hell out of me. Think about this for a moment. The restaurant industry has over 1 million restaurants across the country. During the pandemic, the restaurant industry lost more employees than any other industry in America. Think about that. We used to employ about 15.5 million employees, Corey. I'm guessing we're probably down to 3 million or something now. Devastating to our communities. Devastating to family businesses. 70% of the independent restaurants that you see out there are single unit owned, meaning that owner owns one restaurant. It's the epitome wow. of a family business.
That's an incredible number.
It is 70%, Corey. Yeah. It's the epitome of a small business. Well, my industry's been devastated. People are in debt. They can't pay their employees. They don't have money to buy food or beverages, Corey, to stock their refrigerators or their bars, and they're going down fast. And I don't hear the Biden camp saying much of anything. I don't hear the Trump camp saying much of anything. Right. And I blame a lot of it on the national news because they're quick to talk about scandals and they're quick to talk about so many things. But the largest industry that's lost the most employees, that's not a topic worthy of the national news. So, you know, I said to myself, I want to find out these policies. I need to be an advocate for my industry. I'm on TV. I've got a freaking platform. I want to see if I can interview Joe Biden and President Trump. So I guess about a month ago, Corey, we sent out interview requests to the public relations departments of both the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign. We sent them out at almost the same day. I don't know which one went out first, one of their part or
mm-hmm.
something.
Yep.
And this was a bipartisan effort by me to find out where the hell these guys stand.
Yeah.
And as a hospitality guy, what do we have to look forward to after this election? Is there going to be a stimulus? What kind of stimulus is there going to be? If I'm going broke, should I hang in there? Is there something to wait for? Is there some type of solution to this problem? Well, I have not yet heard back from the Biden camp, but we did hear back from President Trump's campaign. And we heard from him, I guess, about 10 days ago or so, Corey, a week ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they told us that they would like to do the interview. And it was originally set up as a Skype interview, which was supposed to happen yesterday.
Yes.
And being it's the president of the United States and things can change, we didn't announce it because it could have been canceled at any time. And we weren't sure it was going to happen at all. Then we heard from the Trump team over the weekend, and they told us that the president was, in fact, coming to Las Vegas Tuesday night. And would I be willing, willing to do a face-to-face interview with the president of the United States? And I could ask hospitality questions. I could ask him what programs. I could get him to commit to policies and programs. So for me, this is incredibly exciting. And I'm pleading with Joe Biden to give us the same opportunity so we can really present this in a bipartisan way. So I went to work. I reached out to the National Restaurant Association. I got questions from my friends there that are important to the industry. I called all my friends. I put together 6 or 8 questions for the president. And this morning at Trump International in Las Vegas, I met with the president of the United States, and I had him for about 15, 20 minutes, and I could ask him questions, powerful questions, about specific economic and tax programs that he would commit to support the hospitality industry now, right after the election, and if he wins, in a second term. Now, for hospitality people, these commitments are critical. They're not in the national news. I have not heard any candidates make them at all. So my purpose in this interview was not to be supportive of the president. My purpose in this interview was not to be combative with the president. My purpose in this interview was to get the president to commit to certain key programs for my industry to give us a lifeline so we can dig out of this. And you know what? He did. So, Corey, when I come back, you're going to hear the interview of myself with President Trump that was done this morning.
Don't shut down this podcast. John Taffer will be right back.
Mr. President, thank you so much for spending some time with me
today. Thank you very much, John.
You know, over the years, sir, I've gotten to stay in some of your hotels.
Good.
I've eaten in your restaurants. I've been in your casinos. And I've always thought of you as a hospitality guy.
Right.
One of us, like I am.
Well, it's sort of natural for me, and it's natural for you, certainly. You've done great. And I've loved it. I love the business. I love business generally, but now I'm in a different kind of a business. I'm in a business of making America great again. And we're really doing it. We got hit with the plague from China. It was terrible, and they should have stopped it. They should have never let that happen. But before that, and now after that, you see the kind of numbers we're doing. It's been amazing, actually.
So post-COVID, sir, there are so many discussions on stimulus programs,
right.
And of course, none of it has happened quickly. I wanted to look forward, because COVID is winding down.
Yes.
And we need some stimulus to get our industry going. As you know, the restaurant industry has lost more jobs than any other industry.
Right.
And we're decimated by this. So sitting here in Nevada, one of the hubs of the hospitality industry, are you looking at another round of PPP?
Yes.
And what type of provisions, what type of time period are you looking for in that?
So we did 2 rounds plus, and they were very powerful, very strong. It worked out very good. But Nancy Pelosi is just tapping everyone along. She wants to bail out states that have been badly run, that have massive debt, that have a lot of problems, that are always run by Democrats in all cases, and she's not interested in helping the worker. We're going to have a very big stimulus package because I'm the one pushing it. I want the package bigger than hers. I'm a little different than a lot of other people, frankly, when I do that, but I understand what happened. It is not the worker's fault that that happened, that it came out of China. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do it until after the election. I think they're going to lose the House. And I think we're going to win, and I have a feeling we're going to do fine in the Senate. Senate's not going to be easy, but I think we're going to do fine in the Senate. And we're going to do a very big package as soon as the election's over. I would rather do it now, but Nancy Pelosi does not want to do it. So I hope everybody remembers that.
Last time the PPP plan covered about 8 weeks worth of payroll.
Yes, exactly.
Would you like to see it longer this time?
I could see it longer, or we'd just do an extension when the time comes. Mm-hmm. Either way would be okay with me, but we definitely want to do it, and we definitely will do it, and we want to get deductibility for the restaurants again.
Yeah.
Do you remember, you're an old-time restaurateur, do you remember the old days when you had deductibility?
Of course.
When they took that away, it actually really hurt the restaurant business. It actually became a smaller business. You know, people say, oh, this restaurant's successful, but it was never successful like it was before. So we're going to get deductibility back.
For business meals?
Yes.
So when we look at a destination like Las Vegas or Miami and East Coast destinations, of course, you know, we're not going to come back until the planes are full again. And I've heard you mention just in passing that you've looked at some domestic travel incentives.
Right.
Is that something you're still committed to?
So we're doing a lot. We're working very hard with the airlines. I agree with you. You have to feel comfortable getting on a plane to make Nevada, really the whole state, whether it's Las Vegas or not, but Nevada really where it was 7 months ago. You know, we created something. It was the most successful economically that we've ever been. That includes this state. It includes Las Vegas itself, which I know very well. Here we are in a Trump building. So we are doing a lot of things having to do with tourism, and it's all coming due. The vaccines are coming out very quickly. You know, we beat this with or without the vaccines, but the vaccines will make it go faster. Therapeutically, it's incredible what's happened. I mean, I'm here.
Right? You're feeling good?
But really, I feel great. Therapeutics are incredible what they can do. And when you look at mortality rates and everything, they're down to a level that nobody could ever believe. And that's all taken place over the last 6 months. So we have a lot of things going, but this is a business, really, you have to be able to get people into an airplane. We're also helping the airlines. We've helped them, and we will continue. It's always been a tough business, a little bit like the restaurant business, always been a tough business to start off with, but we're helping the airlines.
Are you concerned after COVID that the resistance to stimulus is going to continue?
No, I think once we get past the election, we're going to get it. It may be bipartisan. It may not have to be. Depending if we win the House, it won't have to be. But I think right after the election, we're going to get it one way or the other. It'll happen.
You know, the employee retention tax credit has been very, very helpful for restaurants keeping employees going during this. Is that something that you'd consider expanding into more restaurant types?
We're going to do that. We're going to do that for the worker and the employer. The tax credit is something that I want to do, I think, more than anybody else in Washington, frankly. Some people don't like it as much as I do. But after the election, we're going to get the tax credit. It will take place very soon, definitely before the end of the year.
So when we look at a market like Las Vegas and Miami, because of what's going on in airlines, they become sort of drive-in markets now rather than fly-in markets.
A little bit.
Do you see any incentive for hotels as a sector?
So it depends. The thing with Las Vegas, you have so many rooms. I think you probably have more rooms than any place in the world.
150,000.
And you can't just rely on, you know, rely on drive-in. Plus, it's not going to pay the kind of money that people that fly over from various parts of the world that are loaded and they want to come over and they want to spend a lot of money. Great for jobs, great for your employees, everything else. So it's a temporary fix. That's all it is. It's a temporary fix. You have too many hotels. When you have the kind of rooms, numbers that you have, you got to have more than the drive-in. But the drive-in is a stopgap. It'll help. You're having a lot of people drive in. I noticed it. You have a lot of people drive in, but ultimately the airplanes is going to bring a lot more.
So as a hospitality guy, and I think of you as a hospitality guy, what would you say to the restaurant operators who are struggling now and we're counting on you to come through for us, and we do think of you as one of us. What would you say to us to have us hang in there and get past these next few months?
I love that you said that they're counting on me because they can. I'm the one that got this whole thing started, that kept them going in the first place. I'm the one that's fighting for deductibility, which will be such a big thing. That will be bigger. You'll make everything up very quickly because there was never a business. That was a great business when you had deductibility. Yeah. It was never the same after they ended that, probably close to 20 years ago. But I remember it well, and there was a reason for doing it. You know what the reason was? Everybody did so well. That's why they ended it.
That's right.
Somebody should have fought it. The restaurant should have fought it. But we're bringing that back. All I say to them is hang on, hang in. It's coming back, and it'll be better than before. Because if we can do a couple of the things like deductibility, you understand as a real restaurateur, you understand exactly what I mean. If we get deductibility and some other things back, the restaurant business will be better than it was before. And this is the time to get things. I mean, normally you could never even think about deductibility. But because of the fact that things aren't so good in that business, this is the time we can actually get it.
Get it done.
If you would have told me 2 years ago, let's go for deductibility, they would have laughed at me. But now we can get it.
Done.
And if we get that, it'll be better than ever.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. To me, ultimately, a little longer term, but ultimately, that's the most exciting thing for your business.
Sir, some restaurateurs, of course, and hoteliers are in debt 4, 5, 6 months because of revenue loss. Do you see any kind of debt relief program in the PPP or through another vehicle?
Well, we did a lot of it, and now what we're doing is replenishing, and we have a bill in that we want the Democrats to approve. It's all going to happen right after the election. You watch. Because no matter who you are, no matter how cold, how mean, how nasty, and you have some beauties in Washington, it makes sense. It wasn't the owner of a restaurant's fault, and certainly wasn't the employees, the people that work in the restaurant. No matter who you are, it makes sense. And I've had very little problem getting people to like it. Right after the election, that'll all happen.
Yeah, I believe that, too.
I think it's important, actually.
So we can look forward to another round of PPP?
Yes, absolutely.
And we can look forward to your commitment to business meal deductions.
Yep. That was actually my idea. I'm the one that brought it up.
I know. I heard
they
you
said,
say
it. What does it mean? You heard it from me first, right?
Yeah.
They all said, what does it mean? I said, it was very easy to explain. But what it is the best single thing. Best part of our conversation is talking about it. We're going to get it.
Going to mean a lot of money to us. And then you're going to look at some domestic travel incentives as well.
We're going to do that indeed. And that'll happen. And you're right about the automobile, the car. A lot of businesses coming in by car. But ultimately, the plane is very important.
So, Mr. President, how are you feeling?
I feel really good. I'm excited. I'm excited about the election coming up. Our voters go out on Tuesday. They don't even like voting on Monday. They don't even like they want to vote. And we're going to have a red wave. I think you understand this better than most. We're going to have a red wave, the likes of which has never been seen, including 4 years ago. That was a tremendous red wave. But I think you have people out. I leave places. Last night, we were in Omaha, Michigan, Wisconsin. Tens of thousands of people at every place. So we give very short notice. And nobody's ever seen anything like it. John, I think we're going to have a tremendous election. I tell the people, wait till Tuesday if you want, or go and vote early. But they really like to wait. You'll explain that to me. But they really like to wait till Tuesday. They want to go out and vote on Tuesday. A lot of traditional people, but they feel safer.
Yeah.
They don't like ballots. They don't like sending them. They don't trust it. They want their vote to count. I think we're going to have a Tuesday, but you're going to have an early vote. But a Tuesday, the likes of which we've never seen before.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting day, sir.
John, it's an honor to be with you. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And someday you'll run for office, I think, you know?
I'm looking at it very seriously.
I have a feeling. I've heard it. And you would do very well.
So, wow. Here I am sitting in my home studio. You and I, Corey, doing our podcast like we've done so many times before. But what a day.
What a day, John. Yep.
So it started for us at about 7 this morning. We went to a hotel in Las Vegas where we had to be tested. We had, of course, submit paperwork a couple of days ago for Secret Service clearance. We received our clearance. I'm very surprised they cleared you, Corey, to be honest with you.
Me too, honestly.
We took our COVID tests. We had our results in a half hour. And then we followed the motorcade, actually a Secret Service vehicle, over to Trump International. We were met by an incredibly professional team. Don't you agree, Corey?
Oh, yeah.
They were unbelievable.
Surprisingly, yeah.
And set us up in the meeting room, and we waited and waited. And when the president entered, it was, of course, an exciting moment. And, you know, there are people who are going to politically say, yeah, Tapper, how could you do this? How could you do this? I have a responsibility to my industry to do this. I had a chance to talk to the president of the United States and get commitments of programs that will save some of my friends' asses in this business. And Corey, I would do that any freaking time. So I'm not suggesting you vote for either candidate today. That isn't my purpose. My purpose is to try to solve some problems for the industry that I love so much. And we did, Corey. So let's look back for a second. Let's see what the president committed to.
One of the issues that was very important to the National Restaurant Association was that the president commit to broadening the employee retention tax credit program. That's a program that provides employers with tax credits for employees, so I can keep employees around, right? Because I have incentives to do that. But it only applies to certain types of restaurants and food and beverage operations. So the president agreed to broaden that scope so it would include more restaurants in the employee retention tax credit. That's a big deal. The second big deal, the president committed to reinstituting the business meal tax deduction. Corey, when the tax deduction ended, I'm going to guess it was about 20 years ago or so, restaurant revenue suffered from it. Suddenly, you couldn't go out to lunch and write it off anymore.
Oh, you didn't
go out to lunch as much.
Right.
So it became very, very different. And you had to be in a certain entertainment mode and with a client, and deductions for business meals were much more difficult to do and in most cases gone. Well, if the president brings that back, that's a powerful, powerful revenue vehicle for the restaurant industry. He committed to that today. So that's two commitments, employee retention tax credit and a commitment to reinstitute the business meal deduction. The third thing that the president committed to today, which is also very powerful, is a domestic travel incentive. In essence, what that means is, let's say you get a 30% tax incentive if you bought an airline ticket or something along those lines. I don't know the economics, but the fact is he committed to a program to incentivize domestic air travel. That means more business travel, Corey. That means more personal travel. That means you'll be incentivized to come to a Las Vegas. Not only can you fly on a business incentive, but your business meals can be deductible when you get here.
Wow.
So these are big commitments. So to me, it was a very successful exercise. And I'm just thrilled that I had this opportunity. And I must say, the president was extremely gracious to me. He was extremely gracious to you, Corey, was he not?
He was, he was. And I got a picture with him, pretty excited about.
You did? he called you a handsome guy, too.
He did, yeah.
And then he met my wife, Nicole, and he says to me, well, you even mean more to me now than you did before. So Nicole brought me up a notch, you brought me up a notch. It was a great day. But you know what, folks? Professionalism is professionalism. Today I had a great professional experience with the White House Press Corps, Secret Service, and the entire team, and it was pretty terrific. And I think we made some steps forward for the restaurant industry. So before you vote, think about these things. Think about what's best. Think about what's best for your industry, for your family. Let's not make this election just straight emotions or straight hate or straight love. Let's vote for what's smart for all of us. And I'll tell you this, a rising tide does lift all boats. And if we all vote for a good economy, you know, I think that starts to create a basis for more freedom, more self-respect, more respect for each other, and it puts us on a great course. So, okay, next week, Corey, I'm doing audience calls because I want to hear what happens after people hear this interview.
I'm excited for those audience calls.
And I hope and I plead to the Biden campaign, we'll treat you with the very same courtesy that we treated the president with. These are not combative interviews. These are interviews to identify what policy is for the hospitality industry. So I plead to Joe Biden and his team, get in touch. Quick Skype call. We can get this done quickly, and we'll know as an industry where Vice President Biden stands on these matters. So next week, we're going to record the podcast on Wednesday, which is the day after the election. And I want to hear your comments. Hopefully the election will be decided. It might not be, Corey, but let's do audience calls next week. Let's load in as many as we can. So don't forget to give us a call at 916-842-5180. That's 916-842-5180. Or send us an email to podcast@johntaffer.com, and we'll get you on audience calls next week. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Subscribe to the John Taffer Podcast right now for more episodes every Thursday.